Governor Newsom claims he beat Trump on immigration policy. By Neil Monroe on June 13, 2025. President Donald Trump suggested he would relax immigration enforcement for hotel, retail, and farm employers, prompting California's Democratic governor to claim victory over Trump in their battle over the nation's borders. Major win: Trump just reversed course on immigration. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom declared via X. He added, "We're watching closely, and we'll hold him to it. This happened because you spoke up. Keep it going. Keep it peaceful. It's working." But Trump has spent many years zigzagging between demands from his vital pro-American voters and his needed pro-profit business supporters. Late on Thursday, he zagged back to the voters by announcing that 21 million migrants have to go home. Newsom taunted Trump late Thursday. "Trump's zigzagging is vital because he needs the support of both wings of the party to win the 2026 midterm elections. Democrats expect a massive anti-Trump turnout in November. So Trump has already hired people to spike turnout among so-called low-propensity voters. Those voters turned out en masse in November 2024. And Trump cannot reduce their election day support to win plaudits from the business leaders who have valid economic reasons to fear a resurgent Democratic Party after a possible 2026 win. Federal law gives Trump plenty of opportunities to deport migrants while mollifying business groups with partial giveaways via the H-2A visa program, for example. However, years of cheap labor have created a cheap labor bubble economy for many hotels, restaurants, and other low-wage enterprises that may not survive the return of normal wages. For example, roughly 50% of hotels' operating costs consist of labor. That ensures there's a massive demand among many Indian-born E2 visa hotel managers for cheap, illegal labor from India and other countries. Trump elaborated on his social media message during a midday press conference, "We're going to have an order on that pretty soon. We're going to have to use a lot of common sense on that." Trump's statements prompted a storm of anger from his pro-American supporters. "This is a slippery slope," said TV host Laura Ingraham. She added, "Every industry will claim a labor shortage for similar treatment. Who worked in the food and hospitality industries before we had open borders? Because we had a Disney World, Vegas and restaurants in the 70s and 80s, too. If farmers need visa workers, there is the H-2A program," responded Jessica Vaughn, policy director at the Center for Immigration Studies. "Hotels and restaurants should try offering decent pay and working conditions to attract some of the millions of Americans who have dropped out of the labor force," she added. Since 2010, several million men have been pushed out of the labor force by cost-cutting managers and hostile migrant crews. The result has been more suicides and addiction deaths, poorer towns, greater welfare costs, and lowered productivity. "The promise of cheap labor is a drug that too many American firms got addicted to. And globalization's hunger for cheap labor is a problem precisely because it's been bad for innovation," Vice President J.D. Vance told an audience of investors in March. Vance needs American voters in 2026 and 2028. Since January, Trump's immigration reforms have helped roughly 1 million illegal migrants to self-deport out of the workforce. That shift has opened additional jobs for 1.2 million Americans and allowed nationwide pay raises after 4 years of high migration, high inflation, and stalled wages. Later on Thursday, Trump zagged back towards the voters he needs in 2026 by using Truth Social to declare that 21 million migrants have to go home. The Biden administration and Governor Newsom flooded America with 21 million illegal aliens, destroying schools, hospitals, and communities, and consuming untold billions of dollars in free welfare. "All of them have to go home, as do countless other illegals and criminals, who will turn us into a bankrupt third world nation. America was invaded and occupied. I am reversing the invasion. It's called remigration. Our courageous ICE officers, who are daily being subjected to doxing and murder threats, are heroes. We will always have their back as they carry out this noble mission. America will be for Americans again." California's Democratic establishment has grown government and rewarded its wealthy by using a massive inflow of migrants to lower wages and raise real estate prices. One result is that California's diversity has delivered the nation's worst economic disparities and school scores, alongside the June 2025 wave of far-left attacks and ethnic riots.